Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: U.S. Senator calls on Chinese Communist regime to end persecution of Falun Gong. Minghui website receives more than 16,000 greetings wishing Master Li Hongzhi a happy Mid-Autumn Festival. Czech Republic: rallies and parade in Prague call for an end to the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Deer Park, New York: local residents embrace Falun Dafa at Moon Festival celebration. Wife detained for practicing Falun Gong. Husband warned it's no use to hire a lawyer. And Turkey: practitioners display beauty of Falun Dafa in Istanbul. Now for the stories.
United States Senator calls on China's communist regime to end persecution of Falun Gong. U.S. Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont issued a statement on September 12th calling on the Chinese government to end its persecution of Falun Gong. His statement has been included in the congressional record. Senator Leahy said in his statement that Falun Gong is a traditional form of belief in China. Its adherents practice meditation and use truthfulness, compassion, forbearance as guiding principles. The senator wrote, "Falun Gong practitioners recently marked the 20th anniversary of the beginning of China's campaign of brutality against their community. On July 20, 1999, hundreds of Falun Gong practitioners were arrested in their homes in the middle of the night. Over the following week, as many as 50,000 Falun Gong practitioners were reportedly detained. In the years since that initial crackdown, the Chinese government has relentlessly continued its repression of Falun Gong." Mr. Leahy drew attention to the brutality of the persecution, stating Falun Gong practitioners have been arrested, interred at re-education camps, beaten, sleep-deprived, starved, sexually assaulted, electrocuted, force-fed, shackled, and had their limbs slowly broken until they have renounced their beliefs and practices. They have had their organs harvested against their will. They have been murdered. We will probably never know how many innocent people have been the victim of these atrocities, since the Chinese government denies to the outside world that it is happening while justifying it to their own citizens. The senator called for China to bring the persecution to an end. He said the Chinese government should immediately cease its arbitrary detention and brutalization of Falun Gong practitioners and other religious and ethnic minorities. It should release political prisoners from re-education centers, decriminalize religious and spiritual practices, and allow international human rights groups and journalists to interview survivors. It should commit to ending the use of torture, organ harvesting of prisoners, and propaganda against minorities. Senator Leahy is a Democratic Party member and the United States Senator from the state of Vermont. He has held office for 44 years and was formerly chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, as well as president pro tempore of the United States Senate.
Minghui website receives more than 16,000 greetings, wishing Master Li Hongzhi a happy Mid-Autumn Festival. In the days leading up to this year's Mid-Autumn Festival, the Minghui website received more than 16,000 greetings from Falun Dafa practitioners and their supporters, who sent in their best wishes to Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, for a happy holiday. The Mid-Autumn Festival, also known as the Moon Festival, is one of the most celebrated holidays in Asian cultures. It is a time for families to gather and enjoy good food, including traditional mooncakes. The holiday fell on the 15th day of the 8th lunar month, September 13th, this year. Among the more than 16,000 greetings, approximately 13,400 were published on Minghui.org over the course of 3 days, September 11th through 13th. 98% of the published greetings came from China, and the rest were sent by practitioners in other parts of the world. This year marks the 20th anniversary of the persecution of Falun Gong by the Chinese Communist regime. With strict information censorship and limited communication channels, most Falun Dafa practitioners use the Minghui website as a central hub to connect with other practitioners around the world. They also turn to this platform to send greetings to Master Li and express their heartfelt appreciation to him for introducing the practice to the public. The Mid-Autumn Festival is one of the four major holidays for which practitioners send greetings to Master Li, in addition to the New Year, the Chinese New Year, and World Falun Dafa Day. The greetings received during the Chinese New Year this year totaled more than 23,000.
Czech Republic. Rallies and parade in Prague call for an end to the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Falun Dafa practitioners from different parts of the Czech Republic held a rally on September 7, 2019, outside of the presidential residence in Prague. A parade was held after the rally to introduce Falun Dafa to the public and call for an end to the 20-year-long persecution in China. The Tianguo marching band led the parade and was followed by dragon and lion dancers, heavenly maidens, waist drummers, banners about the spread of Falun Dafa worldwide, and demonstrations of the Falun Dafa exercises. A national television station broadcasts the parade live. The hosts introduced Falun Dafa as a peaceful practice with origins in ancient Chinese traditions that focus on cultivating one's moral values. The parade passed through the busy city districts and ended at the Old Town Square. Practitioners then held a second rally at the Old Town Square and broadcast information in English, Czech, and Chinese about the persecution of Falun Dafa in China, including the state-sanctioned killing of Falun Dafa practitioners in China for their organs. According to Veronica, one of the parade organizers, the activities were held to raise awareness of the human rights atrocities happening in China. She said, for 20 years now, the Chinese Communist regime has been torturing Falun Dafa practitioners who follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. They have been arrested, beaten, and their organs harvested by force and then sold for a profit. We hope to let more people know about this persecution. Let's come together and help stop it. Local residents and tourists were interested in seeing the exercises demonstrated and the energetic performances of the Tianguo marching band. Many people took flyers about Falun Dafa, while others talked to practitioners about Falun Dafa and the persecution. The last activity of the day was a third and final rally held at Wenceslas Square in the center of Prague's business district.
Deer Park, New York. Local residents embrace Falun Dafa at Moon Festival Celebration. Falun Dafa practitioners in upstate New York were invited to the fourth annual Moon Festival celebration in Deer Park on September 13, 2019. Their exercise demonstration, waist drum performance, and information booth were all well received by festival attendees, and many local residents learned the exercises. Located in Orange County, New York, the town of Deer Park is a two-hour drive from Manhattan. The Moon Festival has become one of the largest events of its kind in the tri-state area, and is becoming an annual tradition for many families in Orange County. This year's Moon Festival celebration in Deer Park was a three-day event that started on Friday, September 13th, and continued through Sunday evening. Practitioners demonstrated the meditation on stage during the event, and the host explained to spectators that the practice was introduced to the public by Mr. Li Hongzhi in May 1992. Along with five easy-to-learn exercises, the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance have attracted more than 100 million practitioners in more than 100 countries. Janice, who is from the area, picked up a flyer from the Falun Gong booth and began to read it. She said she was especially touched by Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and referred to them as the Fountain of Happiness. A practitioner gave her a handmade paper lotus flower and explained the symbolism behind the lotus, saying, "Although it grows in the mud, the flower is able to retain its purity and elegance. It is like us practitioners trying to become better citizens in our daily lives, no matter where we are." Local people began to learn the exercises during the celebrations. Chu, who is originally from Fujian province, now lives in Long Island. It took her more than 2 hours to drive to the event. She is in her 70s and usually can only stand for a few minutes at a time. She said, "When I was learning the exercises today, I was able to stand for 30 minutes before realizing it. I am so happy."
Wife detained for practicing Falun Gong. Husband warned it's no use to hire a lawyer. Police officers scaled the fence around Ms. Liu Yachi's home on the morning of September 6, 2019, kicked open her door, and took her into custody. The Pingdu City, Shandong Province resident, who is in her early 50s, was targeted for her faith in Falun Gong, a mind-body practice that has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. This is not the first time that Ms. Liu has been persecuted for her faith. She was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison when she was arrested in 2012. It was already 4 p.m. when Ms. Liu's husband, who works in another city, rushed home after learning of her latest arrest. He and the village official who informed him of Ms. Liu's arrest went to the local police station to inquire about her. An officer told them that Ms. Liu was a fugitive and couldn't be released. The officer ordered Ms. Liu's husband to sign her criminal detention notice, but he refused. Ms. Liu's husband returned to the police station several times to demand her release, but to no avail. He argued that his wife hadn't violated any laws and that it was the officers who broke the law by arbitrarily arresting and detaining her. Unable to make any progress by visiting the officers during normal business hours, Ms. Liu's husband found the home address of Liu Jie, the head of the local domestic security division, and visited him in the evening. Liu was shocked to see him at his door. "Why are you here?" Ms. Liu's husband said he wasn't able to find him at the police station, so he tracked him down at his home to demand his wife's release. Liu responded, "The case has already been submitted to the procuratorate. I can't do anything to help you. What you can do now is to hire a lawyer, but I have to warn you that hiring a lawyer won't be of much use."
Turkey. Practitioners display beauty of Falun Dafa in Istanbul. Falun Dafa practitioners introduced the meditation practice in Nisantasi, an upscale neighborhood in Istanbul, on Saturday, August 31, 2019. A group of children followed along with the exercise demonstration from beginning to end. They read about Falun Dafa from the flyers and said its principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are a very good thing. One of the attendees told practitioners, "While my daughter and I watched the exercises, our souls felt rested and in great peace. It was like I had gone somewhere else. It was very nice." Another attendee, who is a real estate consultant and former banker, said, "I want to learn these beautiful and peaceful exercises with very relaxing music." After trying the exercises, a seventh grader said, "I feel very good. I think this activity expresses truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Thank you." Many people took informational materials about the exercise sites where they could learn more about Falun Dafa. Practitioners plan to hold more exercise demonstrations in Nisantasi on select Saturdays in the coming months. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.